Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Passover starts tonight, and that is causing a lot of people to feel very sad that the normal gathering of family members and friends for the Seder probably won't happen as it normally would. And, you know, Christians are dealing with Good Friday coming up on Friday and the celebrations of Easter Sunday, which will be very different. So people of faith are really having to rethink how they acknowledge their faith and how they interact with their fellow parishioners here. Rabbi Yassel Kranz is the director of Chabad of Virginia, and he joins us this morning to talk about how Jews in Virginia are adjusting with Passover this week. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Tell me what your snap assessment is of the situation that your folks find themselves in getting ready for Passover tonight.
Well, the snap assessment would be that things are really different than what we're used to. But you described it as very sad. And I don't think the feeling of the Jewish community at the moment is sad. There is certainly enormous concern, and there is, of course, sadness and empathy for all of those that are suffering. But Passover is inherently a holiday of hope. And so while this year we're celebrating differently, and we don't have those large gatherings, and people are socially separated or physically separated and distant from one another, I think spiritually and emotionally, collectively, there's a closeness. There's a feeling of camaraderie. There's a feeling of closeness that perhaps this Seder night, this Passover night, we will feel despite the physical separation in a way that we haven't felt, I think, in many, many years.
Well, what will be different? And what would you normally do? What would congregants normally do tonight?
So normally, especially at Chabad, we have large community Passover Seders. And so, you know, there's 50, 60, 150, 60, in some places, thousands of Jewish people that get together with their families and with their friends, and we conduct the Seder together. And it's a very much a community or a family, large gathering, large celebration. And of course, this year, we're not going to have that. People are going to be at home. They're either quarantined or just practicing social distancing. And so they're at home. And family members, even extended family members, aren't together. I myself have a son in New York that couldn't come home. And so for the first time in as long as I can remember, I'm not going to be even with my own immediate family at the Seder table. But we are, like everybody else, using technology in a way that is helpful. And so families are Zooming together and, again, sitting in separate rooms and in separate cities in some cases, but together via technology, together via the, you know, the Zoom, so that we can see and hear and talk to each other. And so the celebration will be markedly different, no doubt. But I think one that will still inspire, one that will still be hopeful. And God willing, we will this will pass quickly.
Yeah. Well, there is a certain irony. Maybe you can spend a moment talking about the theology here that you're reenacting God's liberation of the Israelite slaves from Egypt, and that freedom from oppression. And yet, I think a lot of people, for the first time in their modern lives, or in America at least, are feeling trapped in some ways. Maybe you can walk through some of the people who are feeling the idea of that with folks who are feeling a little trapped right now.
I think that is really on the mark, and in a way, it will enable us to celebrate this year in a way that we haven't in many, many years, right? So normally, as mentioned before, we gather around and we all sit and we drink wine and we eat and we have all kinds of symbolism, and it's reminiscent of something that happened 3,500 years ago. Mm-hmm. But to your point, this year we're going to be sitting and we're going to be feeling acutely what the Jewish people felt at that very first Seder. You know, the first Seder that the Jewish people had, they were still in Egypt. They still had not been redeemed. They were at the cusp of redemption. The last of the 10 plagues hadn't happened yet, and they were commanded to already have a Seder in anticipation of the freedom that would come. And one can only imagine what it was like, right? They were still, in Egypt. They still had not experienced redemption. There was actually a commandment that year because of that 10th plague that nobody should leave their house. And so tonight is going to be very reminiscent, and it's going to feel very much like that very first Seder. Like you say, we were still trapped, yet we're going to have the Seder in the same way that the Jewish people did 3,500 years ago in Egypt, filled with hope and filled with faith that we will be redeemed, and that we will be able to leave our homes, and that we will once again be able to hug a fellow human being sooner than later. And so it's that, reiterating and that reconfirmation of hope and faith that this too shall pass and that it will be good.
Well, that is an important historical perspective for all of us to keep in mind going forward. Rabbi Yossel Kranz, the director of Chabad, Virginia, I really appreciate you joining us here on the morning before Passover takes place tonight. Thank you.
My pleasure, and may the entire world be redeemed. May we all be healthy and well, both literally, emotionally, as soon as possible. It can't come soon enough.
We're in agreement on that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.